Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now, something very interesting has happened with regard to our old friends Hope Not Hate. And if you're American, Hope Not Hate are basically an organization that ruthlessly campaigns against anybody that questions the woke state in any way. Something very interesting has happened. They've taken down their hit piece on Anne Widdecombe. Anne Widdecombe, of course, was assassinated on the 8th of July by what sounds like a communist left-wing extremist for her political views, which were in particular anti-homosexual, anti-trans, and so on. They've taken it down. Now, as far as I can see, this is a fascinating turning point because it's basically an admission that their purpose with these hit pieces is to incite violence against their political opponents. And that's what I want to look at today. Before I do that, could you do me a favor? Could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe on YouTube, hit the like button, hit the bell, leave a comment, all that kind of stuff. It really helps if you do that. And also, could you subscribe to my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most base stuff I don't put on YouTube, in-person interviews, vlogs, blogs, films I make. And if you like what I do, you could support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So as you may know, if you don't know, Hope Not Hate publish once a year a report called The State of Hate. And in that report, they have hit pieces, essentially, on numerous people that are to the right of the left. Basically, anybody. It's included in the past even Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister. It's included Priti Patel. It's included mainstream conservatives. And they divide them up and they basically just present these hit pieces on them, saying lots of horrible things about them, or what they see as horrible things about them. Now, what is the point of doing that? The point of doing that is to declare that these people are beyond the pale. It is a kind of moral terrorism. We are the enforcers of morality. The morality is what we say it is, and we say it's this extreme woke kind of morality in which you are obsessed with equality and harm avoidance over anything else. That's what we say it is. It's what we say it is. And we say, here's a list of people that we declare to be beyond the pale. These kinds of people are evil. That's effectively what they are saying. They are saying these kinds of people you should not deal with. These kinds of people are bad. These kinds of people deserve, at the very least, to have their lives ruined. And they publish this list every year and they add to it and change it, sort of like Top of the Pops, really. It's become, in some ways, almost a mark of how successful you are as a dissident, that you are in the State of Hate. Because anyone, if anyone, is in it. But they're basically, what's the point of it? What's the point of publishing this list in which you are saying these people are evil, other than to dehumanise those people, other than to say to a certain kind of nutcase, of left-wing nutcase, of unhappy, insecure, failure of a person who might think, I can gain some self-esteem back. I can make myself feel morally good by taking out or at least harming one of these people. What's the point of doing it other than to incite violence against them? And it's worked because they had Anne Widdecombe in their State of Hate report, and it's also accessible on their website. And this is what they have to say. Despite remaking her image in recent years through her appearances on reality TV shows, Widdecombe has a long history of homophobic and sexist remarks that jar with Farage's claims she was in the Reform Party, that his party is intolerant of intolerance, indeed embracing the dangerous and divisive politics of her new vehicle. In the first Brexit Party speech in European Parliament, Widdecombe made a risible comparison of Britain's departure from the EU to the emancipation of slaves. Here's a rundown of her track record. In June 19, she told Sky News that science would produce an answer to being gay. In the 23 years as an MP, she constantly voted against expanding LGBT plus rights. She claimed in 1999, I do not think that homosexuality can be promoted as an equally valid lifestyle to marriage, but I would say the same about irregular heterosexual arrangements. In 2018, Big Brother, she claimed the prospect of a romance between Shane Janek and Andrew Brady disgusting. Whilst hugging Brady, Janek said, you might not respect our marriage, Anne, but you have to recognise our love, to which she replied, don't be disgusting. Anyway, there's just a list of things which they regard as unacceptable. And she is held out there. There's lots of quotes on there about her views on gays. in 2014, after a baker in Belfast refused to bake a cake bearing the words support gay marriage and was subsequently taken to court, she wrote in the Express in a free country they should be able to do that. And then it's sexism. They talk about her apparent sexism, even though she was a woman, left the Church of England because she opposed women priests. And she's appeared on a show called The Richie Allen Show, which they regard as unacceptable because also David Icke has appeared on it and so on and so on. It's just a list of things about her which they hate. And they've taken it down. Now, why have they taken it down? What I don't, I'm trying to get my head inside their minds. Why would they take it down? They know it's a bad look. It's unavoidable that we will notice they've taken it down. But they know that it's a bad look for that to be there, for people to Google Hope Not Hate and Anne Widdecombe and to find a hit list, to find basically a her on that hit list and to find an article that is basically encouraging left-wing people to do her damage, saying she's an evil, wicked person. So they've taken it down. Now, you could argue they've taken it down because it served its purpose. Anne Widdecombe's been assassinated. It's by a leftist. It served its purpose. What's the point of having it there anymore? But of course, you could argue that from their perspective that they realise that it does not look good for them to have an article which is clearly essentially casting her as evil and inciting violence against her on their website. So they've taken it down. So they have in effect admitted that that is what they are. They are a homegrown terrorist organisation whose purpose is to terrorise people into not expressing their opinions and to essentially incite violence against their political opponents on behalf of the woke deep state. That's what they are. That's what they're conceding they are at this stage. In any reasonable democracy, an organisation like Hope Not Hate should be banned. I hope this has been of interest, and tally-ho, and goodbye.
Are you ready for the future of the West?